Today's share is sponsored for a foolish lamb of Havush Prince of Bas married by a family. To sponsor the Shmir Shabskal Chasashurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor link. Otherwise, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com for any more information. We are up to page Ayin Ches in the new print. It's Paragimel Sif Samach Ches in the new print. In the old print, it's Sif Samach Beis. We are up to the halachas of Beirer, and we are up to the idea of it having to be used. We said that one of the heterim to do Beirer, one of the necessary parameters is to it being used for immediate use. So now we're going to discuss what's considered immediate use. Sif Samaches begins a Beirer b'derech hamuteres. Someone who's doing Beirer in a permissible fashion, meaning with his hand, without a kli, ayach hamutech psailas. He can only do so if it's immediately before the meal, or if it's clothing or something else, immediately before his need for this beir. Because doing beir for something for a later point is aser. More so, also liver tzer chasudu shu emid lecha ulahayis of liver gam mashak shebekavanose lahasha suda lusud acheres. Not just kid you not do beir for a later point in time. Let's say I need to do beir for something for this meal. Right. You can't. Let's say I don't know. You're dividing nuts up. Let's just say you need only the walnuts for this meal, and for shalosh shudis you're also gonna need. Let's say that's for Shabbos lunch. For shalosh shudis you're also gonna need it. So you say once I'm doing beir, I'll do. You know, for now. I'll do it all at once. You cannot do that. You can only do that which you cannot be meisiv. You cannot do anything additional for another meal. Kagani, the example he gives, I'm making salad, peres lasudas habaker. You're preparing salad, fruit salad, for the morning meal. You can't peel fruits for sudas lishas. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing is only for this meal. If on the other hand, he says, but Lamaisa, before this meal, you can prepare as much as you may need during this meal. Even if it's a very large amount, a large sudi, having a lot of guests. Meaning, even if it's going to take you a long time, and the meal's going to last a long time, but if this is the immediate time period before this meal, no matter how large it is, right, then that's going to be mutter. Let's say you're having a big meal. So your preparation time for this meal is, let's say, 2 hours. Because you have a lot of people. Then 2 hours before, you can start doing it. If you're having 5 people for the meal, and for 5 people meal, really, you can prepare in 15 minutes. Then you can't do it before. For instance, I'll give you an example. You're having the suda in 2 hours. Going to shul in between. Shabbos morning. So you want to prepare before you go to shul. You can't do that. But the same person next door who's eating the meal at the same time as you. But they're having a lot of people. They're not going to shul. They're going to be spending this whole time preparing. That's going to be mutter. Because that's all part of the preparation time for the meal. The suda pirish kol arucha kula amanesa shenis afilu sudas mulachim. We say the whole suda, it doesn't matter how many courses you're serving, it could be dessert, as long as it's in preparation for this suda. Sif ayin, this is not in the old print, it's on sif. Ulchein mut deliver samach of nea suda alechasa kudemul anashim ram. You can prepare lettuce, leaves for many people. Kigain suda rabbas mishtatim mut lasken aval pisha briyos.
Even though separating, you know, the leaves, the good ones from the bad ones, and the heads and lettuce, if you do, you can do it as much time as it's required before the meal.
Sif ayin aleph, in the middle of page ayin tes. Dogim uvushalom, the dogim utuganim. You have cooked fish and you have fried fish that are mixed together. Hamunachim b'muruf, the mamish mixed together. For reitzim uvushalom, you want now for this meal, you want the cooked ones. Yivra ayisam of neha, samach of neha sudushu ayimud lesayin. Right before this meal begins, you separate those out. I will also lebayram lesuda sheino emid laich lachshav.
But you cannot separate ones that you're not going to use for this meal.
Siv ayim beis. Kedei rashi b'chamenu basa. You have a pot or a plate, whatever it may be. There's a pot that has in it a lot of liquid and meat.
Right, could they make it sick of fork and to pull out a piece of meat? Right before the meal. Even though it's from a course, you know, you're still going to have the four spice first, you're going to have the appetizer first, but it's gefilte fish, exiled liver, whatever it may be. You don't have to wait till you're up to that course, start separating it, and then there's going to be this big break while you're trying to prepare for this course. You can do it before the meal.
If I in Gimel, the old prince of Samach Vav, can similarly reshai Adam liklife as kol ha-peres and achutz moel suda.
Similarly, you can peel all the fruit you need for this meal.
I feel yechum rak b'sev
suda, even though it's only going to be used for
dessert. As long as it's being done right before the beginning of the suda. Aval ein het de liklife habi peres adas lechel mashim mikol pri la'ashes veva pri l'shimish lachas man. Can look like misper tapuzim adas lechel plach echod called tapuz. Let's say you can be serving oranges for dessert by lunch and by shalashudas. So you'll be aibachach. You're going to be smarter. What are you going to do? You'll say, I'm going to peel the whole orange, even though I only need one swig, and I'll use one swig for this meal. This way I have the whole thing peeled for later. And I'll peel many more oranges because from every orange, I'm going to use, I don't know what you call it, a swig, whatever, one section I'll use for this meal. Right? That's awesome. So you can't do this Ramoya shtick to act like we're eating from this now, and therefore I could peel more. That's awesome. You can't do that, Shemesh Rabbis says. If you need three oranges for this meal, peel three whole oranges for now, and peel the oranges for later. Let's say a fruit that fell on the floor, got mixed with dirt, with pebbles. It says, make sure you don't clean off and do better, except for that which you need to eat right now. But not just to leave in the bowl, or in a socket, or in a bag. Not to prepare it. For time, later on. You cannot do that. You can only separate it if it's for use now. See if I and hey, the bottom of page I and test. You want to take out clothing.
You want to separate clothing. You have a big laundry basket. You didn't separate laundry before Shabbos, and you want to find a pair of pants. You find a skirt. You want to find something in that. You can only take that out. That's mamish bayer. That's mamish all mixed together. You can only take that out right before you're gonna put it on.
He says we're
going to talk more about children's needs later in Perek Tesvav, but he says you have to be careful. And people do this all the time without realizing. And I'll give you some details. Meaning, let's say you want to put out clothing Friday night so that when your children wake up in the morning, they have a nice pile of clothing waiting to have a Shabbos morning. So if you're going to have to do bayra to get to those clothing, it's going to be awesome. Or they're going to wake up in the middle of the night and they're going to be dirty, whatever. You're going to have to change them. So you want to prepare everything beforehand. You have to prepare before Shabbos. If not, you have to make sure, like, so you could prepare a pile of clothing for them in the morning, for the morning, Friday night, if it's not an eifin of bayra. Meaning, let's say you have an underwear drawer, an undershirt drawer, or two separate sides of the drawer, and it's not mixed together. So avada, or in the sock drawer, you can take the underwear, you can take the socks, you can make a pile for the morning, because that's not bayer. But if the clothing is mixed in a oifen with this bayer, then you can only do the bayer right before getting dressed. So one has to be careful about that. Not the notion, no.
So if I involve a top of page pay, v'chein adin b'cholush etzorach l'kachas trufa b'mtzalayla. Let's say you have someone who has to take medication in the middle of the night. For whatever reason, the way the medications are being kept, the mamish mixed together. You have a chreis. Let's say you went away for Shabbos or for Yom Tov, right? So you took a few different medications and you put it in one Ziploc bag. So you have everything. So you know you have to wake up in the middle of the night to take the pink pill. Right now, those pills are all right now mixed together. So you can't do that. You can open the Ziploc bag to take out your pill right before taking it, but you can't do it in advance.
If you did not separate them before Shabbos, you can only take out the pill that you want right before you're about to take that pill. It says, even though you may have to get out of bed, and it's much more difficult to do that. So if you should make sure in such a case that you separate it before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you cannot separate from a bag of pills, one specific pill, unless you're going to be you taking that specific pill right now, in which case it will be Bayer Eichel B'Tech Pseilas, Biyad Miyad for right now. Someone wants to take out a sefer that's between other svarim. If it's not very obvious from the outside cover which sefer you want, but then you should only take it out when you're ready to use it. For whatever reason you want to take it out right now, because it's a sefer, there's always a mitzvah of limud Torah. So learn from it now. And you put it down, so you'll do your iyun later on. But you should use it now. But let's say, like most of our svarim today have beautiful covers, and there's the titles on them, and you know exactly, I'll save my fear. Says then you could take it out even earlier, because then it's not bayir. Pulling it out, especially if it's on a shelf between this farm, and you see what it is, you could pull out. He says, you know, but if you don't know which safe you're taking, and you have to check inside, and you have to do a ganze bayer of this farm, so that should only be done right before you're using it. Sif ein ches. Umasha manish loy hatir liver eichum tech psoils el shimish midi bidava aniver hanish ishtamshe ba even gazesh atelis tia miyadis. He says, this which we say, it has to be done right before you use it. You have to make sure that the te'eles of what this item is for right now. We'll explain what that means in a second. In Sivayin Tes, Lefikach, he says, also liver min echad shel oichel mitoy chamen hasheni almanas lekarei b'mekarer im loy shirtzoyni oichloi miyad l'she yiskar. So one example he gives like this. Food is meant to be eaten, right? So when we talk about doing bayir oichel mitoy chamen, we're talking about that for right now, that you want to eat it now. Let's say you want to refrigerate it now for use after Shabbos, right? They brought back in the platter from the meal. Now you want to refrigerate to put this deli, let's say, back in the refrigerator. You have to be careful not to do bayir when you want to keep it separately in the fridge or whatever. So you're going to do bayir to put it back in the fridge. That you can't do. The only time you could do bayir to put something in the fridge is if as soon as it gets cold, you want to eat it. And it wasn't cold. So then that's miyad before eating it for this thing. Part of the process is putting it in the refrigerator. But if that's not the case, you're only putting it in the refrigerator so it doesn't spoil. You're right, but that's not the main ta'elis, the main purpose, the use of food. Therefore, that's not called miyad before using it to put it in the refrigerator. Siv pevichin also look like v'lura beitzim b'tzom, so that you can peel eggs and onions. I feel moisken amanas lahochem mehem miyad beit tzuktzutza. You want to prepare some type of egg salad or something like that. Lasuda sheni aymid loy chlamiyad, but you're not going to eat right now. But you want to prepare it now. Shekein loy hakitzus shel abeit ki im achilosi tachlis. Because what's the tachlis of eggs? It's not smashing it. It's not mixing it. It's not tachlis is eating it. Fas laskem gam daidi lochem miyad maat min abeit tzuktzutza. Right? He says, let's say you say, okay, so I'll tell you what. I want to do before I go to shul. I want to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'll eat a little bit now. Because it doesn't help, because you only need to make a little bit. You know you only need a little bit for right now. You see, you can't make a lot to have for later, like we saw earlier. So that's not going to work. Siv peyalef, mashkois, drinks. If you have drinks, soda in the refrigerator, but they're all lined up nicely, the bottles, the Coke is separate from the Sprite. It's all separate, right? You could remove the crate of Pepsi to get to something else, because it's not mixed. But if there's no order to how they are, you have all the bottles mixed up. And all the bottles are touching, they're all up against each other. You could take out the one you want to eat during the meal. But yeah, I've got to do right before the meal. Achim kavanasa he lahavik is atzina min a mashke de shiur chalish toise bismatsu dasa. Shoyim lechem mut letzim gam kemchen. Let's say the fridge is very cold, and you don't think people don't want such cold soda. So now you want to take the soda out 20 minutes before the meal, so it warms up a little bit, you know, it gets out to chill. So then that's, once again, that's called part of the preparation for the meal, and that's permitted. The chatchila, sif pei beis, let's finish with this. Don't print the tzif ayin ches, in the middle of page pei aleph. The chatchila, yeshli zor lecha, sakar basudu shabashvila, huber. The chatchila, everything that you did by your own for this meal should be eaten during this meal. But v'ulam and bira, eichlin b'derecha mutars. What happens if you did by your in a permissible fashion, you expected, you did what you thought was necessary, having a lot of guests, this is what you would put out normally for this amount of guests, right? And there's leftovers, or you're putting out so much food and you realize, one second, I don't need this course. I don't know, everyone's full already. But l'maisa, when you did it, but had to, honestly, between you and the Rabbi Nishlam, he's Rabbis, Mach, Shavis, Lavish, Hashem Atzaz, Hashem Yisakam. The Rabbi Nishlam knows you did this for the full, proper intention. So, Mutalachal Sudachers, Level Sabrera. You can use that now for another meal, and you're not worried that you're Avery Sabrera, and therefore you end up from Lecha Shabbos. As long as you did it appropriately, it is Mutal to use later. Today's shiur is sponsored for Fushlein Favushvins Bas Taipa Miriam by Hamishpacha. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor, or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.